What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the A&R Geekly. I'm your host, Elvin, and we got a great show today, jam-packed with a lot of cool toys to talk about, what I learned, and the world-famous A&R dad joke, who I know somebody in here, in this stream today, loves it when I drop the A&R dad jokes. He is currently yelling out of his window, "Cats' lives matter."
I don't know what that you say this. Hi, how are you?
You're gonna have to find out.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good.
That's good.
I got some swag today.
Oh, did you? I didn't get anything, so I was hoping you
I
did.
Went on a little bit of an impulse buy.
In person or online?
Who goes in person these days?
I don't know. You might have went to GameStop and found
I did find a couple things online. And then I found a couple things in store.
Okay.
So, but we'll talk about that in a bit in our what we got and what we watch segment. Okay. But first, let's say hi to people. Ryan's saying hi, or he's showing a cat. But I don't know.
We still need.
That looks like a cat smoking or something.
It's
or adjusting his glasses or something.
We still need addresses sent to us.
Yes. If you have won something from episode 200, please go to our Instagram handle at A&R Universe and send in your address along with your full name, please, so we can get the stuff out. Those who have, ignore this message. Episode 202, right? Wow. Yeah. Wallet recovery. That's such a great...
Well, maybe not for you. You just said you wouldn't...
No, it's a recovery.
Okay.
Okay, well, you can...
We already know you. I think I know your address because someone messaged me like, "Hey, whose address is this?" And it was Ryan's. I don't know if they some mystery package.
I don't have an address. What do you mean you don't have an address? You live in a boat? Are you backpacking across the country?
Well, I don't know how you expect to get your prize, but
did he win? Did Tav win anything? I don't remember. I can't remember who won. I have to go back to the episode. He's joking. Oh, Tav, you're so funny.
And they didn't know who this random package shows up to this guy's house, and then KJ messages me, and he's like, "Hey, do you know who this is?" And I'm like, "That looks like Ryan Carper's name." He's like, "Is it that Ryan Carper or a different Ryan Carper?" I'm like, "I don't know." So I had to message Ryan.
Wow.
So anyway, I have his address somewhere.
Oh my god. He gave away a Snake Eyes Fortnite.
Did you buy that thing? I remember it's
Hell no. Hell no.
I remember when you're super into G.I. Joe, so you could have.
Yeah, but I was like, I did buy a couple of Fortnite just to see how it was, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously you don't want to knock it till you actually put it in your hands for the most of the time. So I had access to a couple of figures and I looked at them and they're like, "All right, they're cool," but it's just like it felt gimmicky. Them. Gimmicky and like it wasn't fitting into my line of other stuff around it, so I just like, you know what, I'm just gonna cancel this line.
I think people were settling for that one because they couldn't get the actual Snake Eyes from the classified lines at the time.
Yeah,
and then that Fortnite one came out, like, "Oh, this is a good substitute."
the guy gave something away for free and he's outing you. Come on. It cost the money to send it to you as well, right? Oh, man.
So what's going on? Did you tell your joke yet? Did I block that from my mind?
You wish.
Yeah, like, how far did this episode
are we? I'm just getting started. All right, it's time for a world-famous A&R dad joke. If you're new here, welcome. And I apologize in advance. And D will apologize to you in advance as well. How you can get along and hang out with us here about this dad joke is, well, you can participate by going to our social media handle at A&R Universe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, or whatever podcasts are, if you want to participate, go to social media handle and let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad. Sad being terrible, dad being great. Keep it going. And you can do it on the comment section as well. If you're watching as a replay crew, I know KJ is a replay crew. He always messages us as replay crew, gives a little woo, like one of these, you know, rocker symbols.
Cool dude. I love that guy.
Yeah. So he still hasn't invented me. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings about him.
I have notes.
Evian water and in my own room. It's not hard to do. Jeez. Anyways, if you're in a replay crew, you can go to the comment section. Let us know hashtag dad or hashtag sad of this week's joke. If you're live, well, then you can go in the chat live here, which I encourage you, if you're listening to us and never been on our lives, come out on Monday nights at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time and hang out with us and talk, joke, banter, whatever you want to do. Just be nice to everybody in here. Like Ryan, who's always very apologetic.
The worst example you could give.
Anyways, let's begin our dad joke. I have two, like I mentioned to you, but we'll only do one today. I don't know if the other one is.
Yeah, see, like that happens every
time. It might be too funny for this show. It might be too good. We have to have a standard here. Yeah, you can't go to heights.
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. If you lose your khakis in Texas, it means you can't find your pants. If you lose your khakis in Boston, it means you can't start your car. Your khakis.
Yes, I get it.
Wicked hat. Wicked hat. I'm going to the park, man. Your khakis.
I don't know which one to eat. I chuckled, but I think it was because of your memory.
Oh, hey. Hey, I do want to respond. All right, high five.
You made my kaiju fall over.
He fell over in laughter.
That's yeah, exactly. One second. I'm still here.
Yes, you are.
See? They passed out and knocked over the other.
Another team. Dad. You got khakis right there.
Oh, my God.
Should I do the other one? Do you guys want me to do the other joke? Or no? Or save it for next week?
Do it.
You know what the answer is going to be. He tried to escape. Maybe I'll save it for next week.
Okay.
No one's saying it. No one's saying anything, so I'll save it for next week. They're just too much in laugh.
Nope, Tad. There you go. Yes. There you go.
All right. Okay. All right, here we go. We'll do the other one here. Tequila might not fix your life, but it's worth a shot.
What? Yeah, you should have quit while you're ahead. Man. Tav, I revoke your prize.
It's worth a shot.
I love how like happy you are that you told that joke. You just
it's a good joke, man. Come on. Oh, man, that's good. It's true, right? The killer might not fix your life, but it's worth the shot. So bottoms up. Go. Should have listened to what? Fill in the blank. I don't deserve my prize. Man, what a good way to start the show, yeah. Huh?
Now I'm energized. All that energy just drained immediately.
Oh, man, I'm crying, actually. It's so funny.
Okay, what segment's next? Because I'm out of my goddamn mind now.
That's my goddamn mind.
Apparently it's the circus today.
Woo!
What we watched and what we got.
Somebody stop me.
Okay, FKS, calm down.
All right. We can go to what we watched and what we got. Jeez. Oh, I laugh so easy.
What did I watch? Oh, The Last of Us Season 2. Saw the
wait, hold on, hold on. That
weakest thing was the quarter.
Yeah, I told you why he's staying in there. It's symbolic to one of our co-founders of our show.
His essence is imbued within that hair.
He's there in spirit with us. I hope he's not watching this. He's going to message me tomorrow.
He's fine.
You jerk.
He's fine.
We try to stop you every week. You try, but you're not successful.
Unless there's a gift card prize, then Ryan like, enables you further.
All right, let's get into it. Go for it.
Did you watch The Last of Us previously? You liked it.
I have my take on it.
Did you start season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I watched that. Watched and finished Devil May Cry. I realized if I have to like convince myself I liked it, I didn't like it. And the reason being, how you felt about He-Man is what they did with this show. So I played the game.
You feel my pain.
Yeah, I like it's it.
You don't get upset as much as I do. I get very emotional when things go really bad, right? Like I might sound, I'm really tempted to not go off on Fantastic Four leaks right now.
Don't
I'm trying
it,
really
it.
Hard.
Save it because you still do popcorn chicken.
Yeah. We got to get on that. I was supposed to do it last Sunday, but my partner is still not available. So, but we'll
actually, you can share your tidbits. But yeah, so the games have this. They were not the best story driven. It's just all action. It was just a hack and slash. But if you had decent writers, you could turn the plot of the game into an anime. The anime just took aspects of the game, multiple games, and put events out of order and then made him stupid on purpose to take him out of the equation and then focused on the female lead instead at some
point. Wow. I've never heard of this. This is so refreshing. Wow. I'm surprised you're not enraged.
I was just like,
it's now become a running joke now where it's not even like anymore. Like I'm not upset anymore as I used to. Oh my god, this is hilarious, bro. This is hilarious. I'm telling you right now, it's been. I seen that and I burst up in tears of laughter. And I try to be nice because it's like it's a person, you know. Like,
yeah, I mean that's the image I'm laughing at.
But the oh my god the. Anyways, you go on. Sorry, go on.
No, anyways. I don't know. People are saying like he can't be that strong because they made him weak to push the story ahead. But not only did they make him weak, they made him get captured. And the whole episode, he's in handcuffs. And in the game, there's nothing that could do that to him. Any decent writer could take an overpowered character and make a story out of it. We've seen it in Solo Leveling. We've seen it in Superman for the last like 60 years or however many years he's been out now. One Punch Man is a comedy, but they've done it. Like, it's possible. So that is a tired out excuse. It's overused. And then, like I said, events in the game that had, like, monumentous moments, impactful moments, they took away completely for some reason. Like, his transformation, he can turn into a demon. In the game, it's, like, story-driven. It's like, oh, he's going to do it. And then they set up the scene perfectly, and it's impactful. In this, it's just, it was nothing. So, I don't know. People like it. The animation's fluid. The villain's voice actor is pretty sweet. His motives are pretty sweet. They tried to make the villains sympathetic somehow, even though they're demons. It's watchable. And I'm just being biased. Like I said, some people love it. So, we'll see what happens.
Is my screen pixelated?
Don't
want to
be made fun of, don't be a cast as a show.
Is my screen pixelated? Oh, D just went off air. Okay. Did D go off for you guys on air too? Did he go off? Let me know. Did D go off? Get it? There he is.
Weird. I guess I was laughing so hard that the internet dropped, but... Anyways, I'd give it.
Yeah, you disappeared, but you're okay now.
Yeah, weird. It said you left and then I left. I'd give it a 6. People are enjoying it. I found it watchable. Good animation. The villain was great. Estrus. They took the main character and butchered him.
I'd be furious. I would do basically what the substitute teacher did in Key and Peele. Sign up!
What did he say? I never viewed him as weak, just stupid. But even in the game, him being stupid was just, he's always 5 steps ahead. Like, he was never in any danger in the games. In this show, he's an idiot. And he gets the drop on. Like, he fell for the same thing like 4 times. Like, oh, you're captured again. Fantastic. That's what I want to see, the main character.
So who's the female character that they brought on?
Okay, so in the game, I was fine with her. Her name's Lady. She is a demon hunter.
Her name is Lady?
He calls her Lady. Her real name's Mary, but he just calls her Lady because he's just... He's an asshole. He's an asshole. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And she was quiet, but she has that quiet rage, and she's just hunting demons. He's a demon, so she's after him until, like, midway. You know, they see eye to eye eventually. In this show, she says the F-bomb, like, every second word, and they made her over the top, like, a badass... just takes no... I was like, okay.
I'm never going to watch this show. Just the fact that what you've said is enough for
imagine,
me.
Imagine, never, Tila, ever imagine Tila dropping the F-bomb every second. Oh, I don't know. It's just, but again, people like it. I can't say the show is bad. I just do not like what they did with it.
It's reminded me of something I watched yesterday. I think it was a behind the scenes sneak peek on YouTube about, you know, Viola Davis.
Yeah, I know her.
I think it's Viola Davis, but she's in this new movie where she's a soldier-esque, I don't know, Secret Service character, something like that. Okay. And she's talking about her training that she did behind the scenes. It shows her wearing Lululemons and just doing kicks at pads with some dude, and I'm like, anyone could do that. What kind of training is that? Like, she's yeah. And they made her out to like be some really like tough James Bond type of brute force character, like, or not James Bond, maybe something like Stallone or somebody like that. But there's a scene they show where she's fighting a guy who's clearly 6'3", 250 pounds.
Are we sure it's her? Because she's like 65.
Yo, no, yeah, it is her because she mentioned her being training in her 60s.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie, and I don't want to, but I saw that, and she's, like, literally beating the crap out of this guy with her hands, okay? And I'm like, you're 60, and you're not, like, a former UFC female fighter. You have no history in working out. Like, you're just a regular person, and this guy is, like, a Marine-sized behemoth of a soldier. And you're going to beat him up and like physically like over your shoulder, throw him. What? The things are just getting ridiculous right now in Hollywood in terms of female empowerment and strong females. You got to be a little realistic here. Maybe shoot him in the knee first and then like, fight him. Right.
The problem with the show isn't that she was like, they gave her, she has like a suit. Like she has like tactical arm, like upgraded like demon hunter armor. So, okay, cool. But it's just she's an asshole. The same problem I had with Alita 1. Like, she's not likable at all. In the game, I had sympathy for her. In the anime, she barely did anything, and I liked her. In Devil May Cry 5, I liked her. It's just they made her absolutely unlikable and goes out of her way to betray the main character multiple times. This isn't even a spoiler, because that's what she's there to do. It's just, I don't know. Her personality is completely different than the game. And this is not a retell. This is, might as well be a reboot story because they kill people who shouldn't exist until later on in the history. How his brothers handled his head differently than the game. So,
yeah, Ryan's talking about.
He got mad when a 6'4" Chad said he could knock her out in one punch. But that's her. Like she's also she was introduced that way since episode one. So like I accept her as she is. But seeing this character in Devil May Cry, I'm used to a completely different version. And that she's Ellie. She's basically her.
Dude, I watched first episode of the HBO show that came out. What's it called again? Last of Us?
We were talking about, I was like, oh, is he talking about another show? Because I didn't realize that one.
No, I know you were talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I watched it. And I have
no. The fact you forgot the name is just. I can tell where you're going with this.
Like
you don't seem enthusiastic.
I'll let you finish. I don't want to
interrupt. No. Go ahead.
I swear to God, I was so mad at this episode.
Why?
I haven't played this game. I played the first game. Liked the first game. Liked the first season. Season two. Why is she so angry all the time and entitled?
because at the end of season one, Jess is like, do you think she found out what he did? And they just don't tell the audience that. So she's just, this is how she's reacting to it.
Now we're assumptioning though.
Yeah.
We're trying to give them pieces that doesn't exist. If they gave us some sort of hint or some explanation, like before the show started, this is what happened in the last, because there's a 5-year gap, right?
Yeah.
They say a 5-year gap. In that 5 years, what did she become, an asshole in that 5 years?
Well, like, we're going to find out why. I'm not saying you're wrong. Like, I don't like her right now because he's trying and she isn't. So I'm like, either she's just being a cow or Joel did something or she found out, like, but I guess we're going to find that out.
Well, even her friend.
Yeah.
Like, she's also like this disobedient, sort of reckless renegade. And I'm like,
at least she's nice though.
Okay, I'll give you that. But I'm just like, you're in a post-apocalyptic world. What makes you think that you're better than everybody else and you should be treated a different level? I don't understand that. And then risking, you know, when they went out, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's watched it, but there's a scene where they went out, right?
I am tired of that trope too. Like in any zombie movie.
Oh, no, you know what? Forget safety. I'm just going to go do it.
Vampire movie, monster movie. They're like, hey, man, I can handle myself. I'm like, against the supernatural. Like, I don't give a damn how well you trained with Farmer Joe. These are random farmers and people who are training them. These aren't soldiers. So just because this random farmer taught you how to do like grapples, which is useless against a zombie.
I know. I'm going to get into that. You were holding back your punch. Yeah, because you're like 5'4". And he might break your orbital bones and may give you, you know, a concussion. And you might even die from it if he full force punched you. Like, don't hold back your punches. You're not huge. You're not a muscle-bound character. You look like a kid.
Like, if Joel said it, I'd... Even the woman who was hunting them last season, like, she's in the episode one. I'm like, I respect you. You carry the room. Like, you clearly know what's... Like you are a force of authority, but Ellie just swears a lot and is angry all the time and is disobedient. I'm like, we're gonna go check this out alone. I mean, you're gonna go in that warehouse alone for no reason, just because you want to. What are you trying to prove here?
Yeah, and if they come back with dead bodies, guess who's gonna get, you know, their ass handed to them?
Oh, what a surprise. You fell through the goddamn floor because
almost broke your back, right? Would have been paraplegic. How am I going to tell this to Joel?
Yeah, and everyone's afraid of Joel.
I tried, but, you know, she overpowered me.
That's the thing, too. Joe gets upset at everyone else if anything happens to her, but she doesn't listen. We're not spoiling anything. We're just saying we're mad at how much Ellie disobeys orders. Like, that's how she's been since episode one.
Okay, so I haven't played the game, so I can't say whether I hate it or not, but right now it's trending downwards for me because I was very pleasantly surprised how close the first game was to the first season. They frayed off a little bit, but I was happy with the respect it gave for the first game. The second game, I don't know. I'm going in blind. I don't think I'm going to play this game because it's like three times the size of the last game and I don't have the patience to do it. But right now, that one character is really turning me off from this show.
I'm not turned off from the show. I don't like her right now, but I'm curious to see why she's acting this way. So it makes me want to watch more. I didn't hate episode one. I liked episode one still.
Are you crazy?
She's just crazy. Like, I just want to...
You need to pass that puff puff kid.
No, she's doing her job. She's acting like Abby's completely bad.
No, I don't hate the person. I'm talking about the character, right? The written character for the show.
I think he's talking about in the game.
Yeah, no, I'm saying for myself. Yeah. Like, I don't hate the actor. I'm hating the character that they have written down and said, this looks good. This might be compelling to everybody to enjoy. Let's just give him this. And I'm just like, what? Okay.
Okay, so I still like it. So she's the one I was talking about, the girl who commands, like the woman that from last season.
And it's crazy because the social media is not holding back. There's some crazy people out there. And I'm just like, come on, people. It's somebody. It's a person, right? Like, don't attack the person itself. Like, I understand you might not like that actor playing that role. I get it. But, geez, man, some people's like, wow, okay. The Rock should play. He should. He definitely should. Hey, did you see the casting has been official for Harry Potter?
I keep seeing thumbnails and I don't care about it.
Yeah, it's people are not happy.
Yeah, no, they're not.
I want to hear your thoughts on it.
I don't care because it's Harry Potter. But when they like, so it's been a long time since I read the book. But when they describe someone like super pale and then they cast a black dude, I'm like, well, of course people are gonna, like, what are you like? Even I'm like, you purposely just cast someone else.
It seems like we're going to stick it to you guys, whether you like it or not, because we want to change the world.
Yeah.
And you're just doing quite the opposite, Hollywood. You're not changing the world. You're actually pissing off the world. I don't think that's a way to how you change. And why is Hollywood all of a sudden in charge of helping society? These millionaires and billionaires don't give a crap about any of us.
Yeah, they're gross ass sex islands and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. We're good. We don't need you to tell us.
How about you stop doing that weird stuff? Yeah.
We good.
Yeah.
Anyways, we veered off. Let's get back. Did you get anything?
No, I didn't get anything this week. No pre-orders came out that I wanted. I definitely am going to pre-order She-Hulk. I like that figure, but I'm just waiting for that. Didn't see any imports. Went to Walmart, GameStop. I didn't see anything.
You're like, eh,
I didn't see anything. Like,
oh, my wallet back here.
I tried. The last thing I got was that Mega Man. What about you? Okay. Go for it.
I watched Dragon Ball Daima. I'm loving it. I'm loving the show. I love the song. I love the adventure. It just gives me nostalgia. It just reminds me of Dragon Ball, the original one. And I don't care if anybody doesn't like it or not. I'm having fun with it. It's not going to be better than Dragon Ball Z or even Dragon Ball Super, but it's keep me entertained and keeps me with the characters that I love in the Dragon Ball world. So it does its job. I also watched Gemstones. Have you been watching that?
No, I need to catch up, man.
Oh, dude.
It's funny because I told you to watch it originally and then you just rolled with it.
I'm like, watching it. I just finished. I just had dinner an hour and a half ago and I watched it while I was eating dinner. And it's a good episode. It's a really good episode.
Like, there's no reason for me not to be watching it. Any clip I see, I laugh hysterically.
Why aren't you watching it?
I don't know, man. Like, when
Baby Are you watching Billy, it too?
Yeah, when Baby Billy's like mad at their nanny, and he's just so like hateful towards her.
It's so good. She's like a German. She's six foot four.
Yeah, she's peaceful. Right?
Like, if she was a Marine. And she's flipping over guys at 250. I'd be like, you got it. Because you're 6'4", built like a tank. You can do that as a female. Right?
Yeah, Vice Principals is great. Eastbound and Down. Like, all of his
shows. Yeah, Eastbound and Down was awesome.
And he bows out. Like, he's like, okay, I'm done. And he writes a fantastic finale.
He directed the last episode, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's phenomenal, great. He's phenomenal. And this episode was great. I love flashbacks in this episode. Because they're actually, you know how they do flashbacks and you're like, I hate flashbacks on any show. Like, do you remember
the flashbacks in these? Like, they're fantastic.
You know, Green Arrow, I hated the flashbacks there. Like, how many times did you go back to this island, man?
Yeah.
Like, how many times? 3-4 years, you're still going back to the island.
Anytime I see, like, Kelvin.
Like, how long was this dude there? Like, so,
yeah.
I liked these guys, Gemstones flashback. It was really well done. And the episode's flashbacks mean something. They tie into present day with actual. It's not just some ridiculous flashback just to fill time. It actually has a purpose.
Yeah.
This season is good, man. It's not as funny as the other two seasons, but it's a great story, and you have to watch it. It's really good. I'm liking it so far.
That's good.
Yeah. You have to watch it, man. It's good.
I remember him from the
We're getting right into this.
Huh? No, normally it has to load, but it kicked me out. It's like, no, don't worry, we saved your stuff for you. Yeah. Remember how during their 4 years, Oliver left the island 5 times, went to China, and then the prison.
Stupid. Oh man, I used to get so annoyed when I was watching it. I was like, stop with the flash.
I never watched it
because it was good. The first couple of seasons was good, and then it just derailed after that. I was like, what are you doing? Anyways, what else did I watch? A lot of sports. I watched hockey, obviously. Some baseball. USC was on Saturday. Watched that with some of my friends. It was a good time. Enjoyed that. What else? I did not watch Daredevil this week.
I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
There's something about it that makes me not eager to jump in.
Yeah, Patty. It was one of the fighters. Daredevil is not doing it for me.
Did you see episode one?
I saw 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Well, you made it farther than I did.
And then I just... Did I go to 4? I think I watched 4 as well. And I was just like, yeah, I just don't care about this. I don't know what it is. There's a magic that's missing from Netflix. There's something like I can't really... I mean, I can, but it'll take a while. There's something that was cohesive in the Netflix one. And
I was eager to watch the Netflix one and see where it went. Whereas this one, I don't know. This one seems just like bright. And despite someone dying immediately in the first episode, I'm like, this seems weirdly different. They brought back the show and forgot the excitement.
Yeah. I mean,
which doesn't, like, they did exciting things in episode one, but I don't know. Maybe they're trying to do shock value that I didn't care about.
Without really ruining it for people who haven't watched it, is I feel that the score, the music, I think it wasn't intense. I feel like I mentioned to you last week, Vincent D'Onofrio was probably the best thing, and that's a problem because Charlie Cox was the best thing in Daredevil.
Yeah.
D'Onofrio was a close second, don't get me wrong. But here it's like a clear standout how good he is in front of everybody else around him.
Yeah.
There's so much emotions coming out of his acting. You genuinely want to hate him. And you're like, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to hate this guy because the character is supposed to be a hateful, bastard. And you feel that with his acting. With Charlie Cox, it's like, yeah, you've got these moments here and there. And then you're just like, that's not really how Daredevil is. And it's like, oh, man, like,
it's hard with comics because there's so many like years worth of, but I'm like, I just don't care what you're doing right now. Like at all.
And I was just going to get this thing here. So I never read, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, because you probably read the recent stuff, but I haven't read Daredevil in a decade. And I don't remember his wife being prominent in anything.
She's long gone in the comics right now. Like she's an after, he doesn't even talk about her anymore. Let alone her be the like kingpin of crime herself. Like it's always been him.
I don't know why she has a role. Like I'm not trying to say, sound like a bigot or a sexist or anything like that about her. Is her character? It feels weird that she's doing these things, and you're just like, what? And what happened to their kid? The kid just disappeared.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, no, does he exist in this universe?
I don't know. I have no idea. I thought he did.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but the most important thing she did in the comics was become terminally ill. Like,
But she served a purpose then, right? Because
it
galvanized him to continue doing the nefarious things he does. And I don't know what this character is about. I have no idea. Why is he in love with her then still? If she's going to be some sort of like maybe even a competition or some sort of a nuisance. I don't understand what her character is about. It's just a really, they're trying to make her female strong. I get it. Fine. Sure. But it doesn't work here because now you have two strong headed person in the family. And are they going to now compete against each other? Like what? I don't understand.
Like that could be a possibility with these like mob type shows, but that's not the type of show this is. So it's weird. And he's not the main character. This isn't like he's not Tony Soprano and he's just trying to fight.
Well, they're making it look like it's Tony Soprano. Yeah. It's his world and we're just living in it. I don't know. Daredevil has come and gone in the show, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
I forgot it existed, to be honest.
Cool. Then you got some random... anyways, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Okay.
I've walked away from it. Maybe I'll come back to it when it's fully done, whenever it's done, and see, but...
I put it on when my mom came to visit, and she watched it, and then Jess is like, are you watching this without me? I'm like, I have not been paying attention to this episode. Like, at all. Like, don't you worry. You want to see more in She-Hulk. Yeah. That's always good. That's always good.
Hold on. Sorry. Is my mic's working, right?
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay, cool. I just got paranoid. Okay. What I got. Let's get into what I got. You will be happy.
Okay.
Well, not initially. It'll work up to it. Went to Target down in the States. My kids had to get their Nexus card, so we did some little shopping. And, you know, Target has Holothon. It was pretty much picked clean, but I was able to get 2 scoops of Ebel. Ebel.
So you did get turtles.
They look cool.
Would you have pre-ordered them? Like, were you seeking them out if you didn't see them?
I do want to get the panda. So if anyone has see the panda at Target, let me know. Then I got Mr. Simpson. I am Spider-Man now.
Oh, you got him.
Yeah.
Target had it? Target?
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon had it for a couple bucks off. So I picked it up. I don't know what took me so long. I'm disrespecting my heritage.
Yeah, well, the movie's not respecting it any more than you.
No. Whatever.
Whatever, that sees the light of day.
As long as they're drinking cha, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Cha tea?
It is tea. I never realized that till he said it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Boy, do I ever feel stupid at Starbucks. All right. Here we go. So... I went a little crazy on Amazon. I saw them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, D's going to laugh at me the minute I buy these and show them to him.
Is it diamond stuff?
So I went on a Kaiju number 8 binge.
Yeah, you did. The thing, you're like, oh, who else is there? You bought those guys? You bought those guys, D? Yeah, of course I did. I watched the goddamn episodes.
So I bought all these three.
Yeah. I remember when I'm like, hey.
You remember nothing, D.
Hey, check this show out. You're like, ew, gross. What is this show?
Oh, man. As soon as I bought them and added to cart, I'm like, oh, he's going to so make fun of me about this.
Are you getting the human form Kafka?
Yeah. Okay. But I'll wait till it
comes. I'm not shaming you. I'm just asking. I'm like, is that worth your time to get it?
I think so. I'll get it. Yeah. I didn't get the dude with the knives.
No one does. I didn't get him either.
Yeah, I'm like, nah. He's not ruining anything.
He's not part of the core group. He's not part of this. Yeah. You can't sit with them.
What's that? Hey, Kaiju.
The show, yeah.
Okay.
Brick, was the movie worth your time? Because all the movie is a retelling of the first few episodes. So I'm curious if you're going to go see it or if you're going to take your kids.
Was the movie already out?
It's out. It's just... the episodes with extra scenes.
So I grabbed one from Target and I grabbed one from our local Walmart.
Yeah.
I got the Lex Luger WWE Ultimate. So he's going to the Hall of Fame next week.
I pray that when Mattel gets the license, their articulation is like
right?
that.
Yeah. And then, come on, baby. Let me tell you something about it, baby. I had to get Dusty Rhodes, baby. Let me tell you something about it, baby. Yeah, baby.
Where'd you get this one? This. Walmart?
Target. I love Dusty Rhodes. He is the best of the Rhodes. I don't care what anybody says. Cody Rhodes can, you know what? I like Cody's brother, Dustin, even better than Cody. I don't know. I just don't like Cody. And I know there's a bunch of people that love Cody, but I don't. I just don't care. But Dusty is one of the... most important characters, I think, in WWE, because he brought that the humor, he brought the class and the loyalty to WWE, and he was just fun. He was a fun character, and I enjoyed watching him. I didn't get to watch him live, obviously, but I watched some of the older WWE moments, and I enjoy watching his character. He's funny. Yeah. So I was very happy to get him. He's awesome. And then...
Ooh, nice Halo stuff.
I got...
Oh, you got it. I'm curious to see how you feel about it when you open it.
Oh, I got you one, too.
Yeah. I was telling people, I'm like, I keep trying to, like, avoid this.
I actually told GameStop, I said, yeah, if he comes in and tries to buy one, block.
No, I went in and I was like, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah, then, I know.
Like, and then, like, someone else asked me, like, do you want this? I'm like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Like, four people asked me. I'm like, you know what? Elvin is still going to get it. Okay, are you going to open it? Are you going to open
Should I open it right now or during the show? Yeah, I'll open it during the show. Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, so that is what I got. Not bad. Not a bad haul, and I can't believe I did the kaiju thing, but I did it.
No, it's cool. They're good. They're good figures. They're fun. I like them.
As soon as he gets off air, he's like, like that. That's
what No. I have the same figures. What am I going to do? I'm never going to shame
them. I never thought I was going to buy them, but here I am.
It's just, it's interesting when, hey, man, I thought I'd never watch that show either. I'm like, he looks stupid. I don't know. What is this? My Pet Monster? Like, what's the deal? And then I played episode one. I'm like, this guy's cool. This main character's cool. I wonder when they'll find this monster. And then he turns into it. I'm like, oh, okay. Damn. Okay, yep. Here we go. Did you see Mario 767 post about Spidey Mastic? I did see it. I have no issues with posing the Spider-Man. Like, people posing it, it looks fantastic. It's just I've seen some quality issues that I just don't know. If they're labeling this as their premium line, then they shouldn't be making these mistakes. The same way I believe Mayfax shouldn't have made those mistakes with one. I think it's 183, the light blue one, like assembling the shoulders on backwards. Like, that's a big no-no, especially for the import game. That being said, I'll never tell people to not buy the figure. Like, I've seen people get angry that people are buying this Maximum series and they're saying you should boycott. This is what Hasbro's going to do. I'm like, well, people are having fun with this figure. So what can I say? I still need to check out that other, the Red Ranger one you're talking about, the magic one. I saw a couple of episodes of that. D convinced me and I bought a Jada Cammy. I've also found Spider-Boy for $7.40. So I got it. All right. Decent. The Cammy's still probably like one of my favorite figures. So just like, that's why she's here. Like, she's just cool. She's fun. Same with Chun-Li. And then like Guile. So I show this company every time I'm on there, but it's cool. They gave you the hand in the appropriate pose to where it's a hair positioning hand, or if he needs to point, he can do that. Like, they were smart with it. Like, you could do a lot of that with just the dynamic posing of it. For sure, Mario breaks down the downsides. Well, I thought I didn't get it, so I'm just checking folks' takes. Well, the rational people anyway. So the thing about this is I've seen people say the Amazing Fantasy Spider-Man and the Renew Your Vows and the Retro Card poses the same, but their physiques are slightly different, as well as the drop-down hips on some of them. So this Maximum series does get into decent poses. It's just I found it weird how the quality control was off for a few things. I didn't like the break in the belt. Like, I'm not going to say this thing poses bad. Like, it's a Marvel Legends. It's a good poseable figure. And I handled one. It doesn't feel cheap. So, again, I won't shame anyone for buying it.
Speaking of handling
yeah.
things.
Yeah, Cavi. Yeah, I had that up for it. She's fun. She's a fun figure.
Ryan proposes you get the black light out on the Cammy.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Anyways.
So you're going in unbiased with Maximum Series?
I'm not buying the Hulk if it's going to be at like $80, $90 price
range. It's $10 more than Spidey.
What did I buy this for? I don't even remember.
I think he was $69.99.
I think I'll buy it for research purposes.
The Hulk?
Yeah. I'll buy one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, don't buy. Yeah, don't buy two, because it's just so. Oh, okay, Spidey. So I see $74.99 on Ages, and then $84.99 for Hulk.
GameStop's usually $10 cheaper,
and we have our like Onyx discount or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So GameStop probably would be what, $60?
Yeah,
for Spidey, and then $70 for Hulk. We'll see. That's pretty high, man. Wow.
Because I have a Hulk, and I'm never gonna position him in the Thunderclap. I will do it to see how cool he is. Hulk on the website's $86.99. Spidey was $10.
GameStop?
Yeah.
It's still available. Sold out.
No, it's available still.
That tells you everything right there, huh?
Okay, now it's out of stock. I hit refresh and it's done. So this might have just went up. No, so yeah, it's legitimately gone. And then Ages had it for the same price, I think. $84.99. They're cheaper. I did forget. You probably saw it. I didn't get anything. But I'm 98% done, Adam Eve, for you. I put the Goblin Queen head on, and now I need to find another one because I'm not going to use my figures just to complete this. But if I find another head sculpt.
Is there any other alternative besides?
Oh, Goblin Queen? But this is just like perfect. But I can find a different head. I just thought this looked cool.
I can start looking hunting.
I have some stuff in my bin. Don't worry. I'll try here first. But this one's for Elvin, basically. I even went the extra mile and attempted a soft goods cape.
Bravo.
Did her comic look. So Elvin bought a Warbird. He's like, can you make me out of me? So I attempted to. So 98% done. As soon as I pop the head on, then she's yours.
Sweet. Who had the license? Jada, right?
Got
the
license. Jada has it.
We'll compare ours to Jada.
Yeah. They're going to do the cartoon look, though. So she didn't have her like bikini look. Deserved hate is that the line is build. The keyword build. Like, it's the best Hasbro can do, and that's not even close what they can do. Even if it is the best they can do, they didn't do much more to reach this point. So I can see why people are upset, because they're like, all you had to do was this, this, and this, and it's different. Like, so people feel like they're being ripped off, but at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Either you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
Either you have the $50 or you don't if you're American.
Yep.
And who's to say, like, this could be the be-all, end-all Spidey for you and then you're done with it. Like, Jay's Figs loves this figure. And I think this will be his default look. Are you done with your hauls?
Yes, I am. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's cool. So I did see this dude on Instagram. And I saw these little dioramas he's doing. And I'm like, this is the perfect shelving space for like Mayfex figures. I just thought it was cool. I liked it.
That looks awesome. Where can I get him?
So on his Instagram, it was WEO2.Oscar. I did see him on Displaying Model Behavior as well. And let me see if I can pull up the name. I don't know if you have enough room for any more dios, but I like these little, like, what is it, like 4x5? Like, they're cool, right? They're like little book nooks.
That looks sick. Just a bit, get a couple of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it
full team creations?
Full team creations. Might have to get
some Dragon Ball, Planet of the Kais, the
Cell. Sick.
One Piece.
Oh my god. Stop, man. Stop.
Right?
Son of a.
Like, what am I supposed to say about that? Like, he's just.
What's the teacher's name again? The assistant teacher. Son of a. We need that meme. Get that meme. We have to get that meme.
Those are what McFarlane was trying to do with their Marvel statue. Like, legit.
Trying is the key word.
And the beauty is, like, you could pop these in and out. Like, they don't need to be here. This is cool. Like, this is a nice little shelf space.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
So we're just going quickly through the Instagrams. And then You did mention NECA TMNT. You told me to keep my eye out for Raphael. He doesn't exist, but this is the Night Watch team. So people are saying, oh, nice repaint. No, it's not a repaint. The underlying body's the same. If the cell game, I'm sure he could make it because it's just...
Yeah, you have to watch the dimensions.
Yeah.
That looks a little too big.
But I'm sure you could shrink them because he's clearly made smaller ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they seem to be commission-based, so...
They're asking for the account again.
So this one was... This guy's name is WEO2.Oscar, but on Facebook, it's Full Team Creations.
I would go with Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it on Displaying Model Behaviors.
Okay.
So you're just right there. Oscar U. So you know how a person has like three accounts? So I saw it here, and then I tried to find an Instagram, and it led me to that other one. So check those out. Here's the Cell One, Goku, Cell Games. So yeah. Those are the type of stuff.
And he's selling these, or he's just his personal collection?
I went to the web, his like Full Team Creations, and they seem to be selling them. But it was in Japanese, so I couldn't read anything. So
I gotta get see that green patch of grass? I gotta find a way I can get that somewhere. Does Michael sell it?
Michael's has that. Or just get a patch as like turf.
You know, turf is expensive.
No, it's fine. Rebel and Square Arena.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, especially, yeah, it's not the hardest stuff to make. Especially if it's Rebel and like the turf. I chucked some out because I wasn't using it. It's grass. It's just like dusty grass and it made a mess, so I threw it out. It is possible to do. I'm just looking at the Facebook now. They have a lot of stuff. These are cool.
That one piece. Oh man, that got me right there. Son of a. Damn, that's good.
Production sharing. 1:12 scale.
Man, why you gotta show me this stuff?
Customized order of the same style, according to requirements and size. So you could get one scaled to what you needed, Ryan.
You hear that crackling? ASMR.
Yeah. Ooh, this one's cool. Ultraman. Venom. Or if 78 isn't too busy, Ryan, just go ask him. But like, I like these smaller ones.
You might send it to the wrong Ryan.
This is cool too. Look at it. It's just for you, outfit. It's just ready for you.
Ugh. Don't like you.
Nice spirit bomb one that lights up. Ooh. You kidding me?
I can put that by my night table. My wife would be so mad.
There's KJ. We were talking about you earlier. It was nice of you to show up to your own show on the weekend. It's funny that people are shocked when you show up. He's never too busy. He's never stopped. Yeah, these are fantastic.
Oh, geez. Slave hours never stop. Jeez. This reminds me of the Toy Biz Spider-Man.
Yeah, the proportions, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's for you too. A phone booth, the Superman phone booth.
Wow. No.
Is that something you'd look into? Like, this would be nice because you're a Superman guy.
I definitely get the One Piece and the Superman.
It's funny how you're so into One Piece, though. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in a respectful way.
You mean it in an insulting way.
It's just like, that's how popular the show is. It hooked Elvin in.
Oh, did it ever. And the figures to boot.
Magneto, Batman. So yeah, look into that, anyone who's interested. He's not that far yet. He's only into like episode 15, so leave him alone.
Only 10,000 more to go.
So yeah, you were asking about the Last Ronin figures. Like, hey, if you see Raph, Raph doesn't exist in this line.
Okay, that explains it.
The NECA pre-orders went up, but they always do this thing where they say pre-order now, and then I go to Walmart, and then they're there, or you go to Target, and they're there. People were saying this is just a repaint. It's not. They did retool it a little bit. So kudos to them. And like the comic is the same way. Once you're hooked in that one piece, you ain't kicking it out. It only gets better. I just skipped ahead. I did the easy thing.
I can tell you one thing. This is not loose. It's done well.
Hold it up again.
It's not loose. It's done in terms of the articulation. It's it's not loose. You know how legs are like loosey and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Nope. None of that. It's actually like really well to move around. Actually feels weird because you don't get used to, you're not used to Marvel Legends being this good. You're like, wait a minute, why is this so firm and perfect?
Okay, what about like paint applications? Are his web lines lined
up? It's hard to tell with my lighting, but maybe you guys can say.
No, it's all shiny.
Yeah, exactly. It's all shiny.
Eyes are good.
Eyes are pretty good.
Yeah.
The lines are not bad. I don't see any issues here, but again, I'm not under perfect conditions here.
Yeah.
As
long as like the knees aren't ready to snap when you bend
them. The paint in the back is good. The spider in the back
is
pretty good. I don't see any issues there.
So he does what he's supposed to do. And he's not breaking.
Yeah, he doesn't feel loose and like cheap looking or feeling. It feels good. The articulation's good. He's got swivel in the wrist and the elbow just before the elbow, the cut up right here. Got swivels here. Yeah, the ab crunch is pretty good. Probably getting a little lower if I pushed it harder. It's not bad. Why is D not in there? Why is D?
Oh, muted? I went to fix my Kaiju number 8 figure that fell over. Kafka knocked her ass out. I did the One Piece fast watch, skipped the opening recap, mindless talking, but lose a tier at characters. I skipped ahead to Gear 5, baby. That's all I needed.
How does One fast watch this?
Skipping ahead.
But how do you know what's not important?
Just read synopsises. Move Spider-Man's arms forward. See how the back logo spider become antenna. Yeah, I hate that. Because the weird thing is, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. No, why did you point this out? No. Antenna man.
So it's weird because they've already established that they could just make the spider smaller.
There's no need to do this.
And then also see ab crunch yours. And then look at the belt from the back.
What am I looking for?
Hold it up at the camera.
Oh, it's not lined up.
But they fixed that problem with this guy. So why would they not just do the same thing?
No.
Why would they? All they have to do is just paint the entire under pattern as web. So it's always going to line up. It's always going to line up. No matter what you do. It's just weird little engineering quirks like that that made me be like.
Hey, you're ruining it for me.
I'm not ruining it.
Both of you just ruined it for me.
I didn't do anything. It's just interesting.
Like, I don't want this thing anymore.
You see the spider. You see the spider antenna eyes. Just shrink it down a little bit.
The only good thing about in terms of looks, I think the best thing I like about it, it reminds me of the Toy Biz Spider-Man, which I love that Spider-Man a lot.
I like the proportions of yours. Like the upper body's like, he looks like he could lift a train if he wanted. Like he looks like Toddy's figure. Tav, you just ruined it for Elvin. No, he's still good though. Get him into that crouch pose.
I'm going to ignore you guys.
No, for instance, like I'm 99% sure. And this is coming from someone who's like, meh, I don't want to break this. But the crouching pose will probably look better on yours. Like this one, the iconic pose. Like yours was just going to look better.
I have to get the hands for it.
Because this one can only ab crunch so much. And the legs can only go so high.
He's about to take a dump.
Right? Like, I can't entirely hate this thing. I just don't care about it. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's a fine figure.
I got to change the hands because he's got fist hands. It looks like he's fisting, you know.
Do that upside down web hanging one. That would be cool on your shelf.
Oh, yeah. When you come by, I'll give you yours.
Okay. Thanks, man. they changed the hand sculpts on Leo. Oh, multitask. So I did like the last Ronin last year's figures, but not enough to buy this. These are called the Night Watcher editions. Mm-hmm. So different, like, knee pads, different armbands. Changed it up ever so slightly. And then instead of Raphael, we get Casey Jones. I have not seen him yet, but if you're... I don't know. I don't need old man Casey.
Yeah, I don't need it.
He's cool, but not enough to get, like, multiple versions of Casey Jones. He's just a guy with sports gear. Like, let's be real. So Paternia.com, they just put out a reminder that if you do need pre-orders for G.I. Joe, they go up at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Are you pre-ordering any or do you care about any of these?
I'm pre-ordering one. Okay. No, make that two.
Oh, yeah. I like when you remind yourself you're getting
Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
On the left there, not the Snake Eyes. I don't care for that Snake Eyes. And then the Dreadnought, what's the name? Monkey Wrench? I don't need Major Blood. I already have him.
Yeah.
They just repackaged him.
Cowabunga, dude. Which ones are you getting? I do like the Dreadnought. I always like their weapons. They're always just like makeshift like chainsaws and battle axes, duct tape to like rifles. I tried it on a shotgun. They're 78. We were talking about you earlier. I grew up playing arcade G.I. Joes, so I'm getting the Blue Snake Eyes. And then, while McFarlane still has it, we have Jay Leno Eradicator with that superimposed jaw and the dumbass cape that just sweeps to the left for whatever reason.
He looks like his face looks like Fat Elvis. When so Elvis weird. put on the LBs,
they're so weird. Looks,
oh my god!
So but funny. They released the rebirth version before, so now we have the classic look here. I will always hate this cape. I will never. Oh, let's see.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
So you like it?
Yeah, he poses good.
Yeah,
yeah, he poses good.
I'm not gonna dissuade you from liking this thing. I see people get furious about it, like, oh, if you buy this, then Hasbro's gonna increase the prices for everything. I'm like, yeah, well, it is what it is.
Posing wise, probably the best Spider-Man I have in the Marvel Legends line, which is it better be for the price.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I did not get Rom.
Oh, sorry.
Did you get Adam Warlock? There's one character that you were super interested in. I can't remember from the new like comic wave. Miles, Adam Warlock with the gauntlet, Rom, the Space Knight. I don't remember who else was there. Ultimate Iron Man, you laughed at. I don't think you got any of the new ones.
I did, didn't I? Rom, I got.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I pre-ordered.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know if I got it yet. Is it out yet? I can't remember.
Not out here.
Okay.
Dakin as well. If I see him, I'll get him just to have the like Wolverine aspect of it.
I got Banshee. I got Rom.
Oh, Banshee as well, yeah.
And Warlock. Those are the three I got.
How do you feel about that Daredevil, that 7-inch Daredevil you got? that third party one, Brick. People are laughing at this Green Lantern. Toddy tried to make it look like the comic coloring, but it kind of just looks like I would have did translucent.
Yeah, translucent yellowish tint.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
At least he gave you one.
He's doing random stuff now, so that's cool.
He's like, I'm gonna lose a license or whatever.
Let's go balls to the balls. Now, what I love about this is the legs are very clearly different. So he's just using parts from steel and then painting them green. I don't know where the unique molds he was talking about before went, because this isn't unique. Let me see if I can pull it up here. So a lot of this, the shoulder pads are different. The shoulder pads are steels. The gauntlets are... Oh, they're not steels. Interesting. The boots are 100% steels. The belt is steels. The diaper steels. So this is 80% steel.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah. But I'm curious if the gauntlets are Lex Luthor, McFarlane. I think he's at the point where he's just mixing and matching pieces. And I don't know if that's something he should... I don't know. It's cost effective, but at the same time, his marketing and his boasting was about unique sculpts. So he's steering away from that now. Mattel will be too busy doing their Batman line, starting the DC universe. You want translucent? You wait for Mattel. We got business to milk. The thing, though, someone pointed out the Flash translucent figure was hot garbage. I don't know if the plastic quality like broke or something. I didn't touch it, but...
80%
steel. JoJo, 80% steel definitely goes drift. So SH Figure Arts teased their JoJo line. I have not seen. I've seen the last like four episodes of JoJo on, I think it was on Netflix.
JoJo.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. JoJo's like the anime. JoJo Star. His lineage. With fans. And it's hard to explain. It's weird. But it's like a popular anime. I only saw four episodes, man. I skipped ahead to the, like, he's fighting his old friend who got a mask that turned him into a vampire. It's weird. I've discarded my humanity for this figure. See, people love JoJo. Brick something. JoJo. Ryan, did you watch JoJo? Jeff, did you watch JoJo? That seems like something you would watch.
Me?
No, Jeff. So they did tease it. Finally here, world's first look at the upcoming SH Figure Arts JoJo's Bizarre Adventure line to begin with all six main characters. That's unheard of. They never do the main characters ever. If it's Ninja Turtles, they'll give you like two brothers and then Shredder and then April. My Hero Academia, they'll give you two out of the like seven main characters. Street Sharks, they never did that either. Ninja Turtles, I mentioned they did. I don't know. Like you know, they lure you in. Marvel Legends, they give you these stupid throwaway characters. Start with season 3. It's an amazing way to start. Is that the one with the...
Wait, why season 3? Why not season 1 and 2? Don't you want to know what's going on?
Because each main character is like the grandson of the previous, or like the great grandson. Like, so Great Joe's Bizarre Adventure. I don't remember which one was on Netflix.
Oh, each season is a different story, he says. Oh, man. Okay.
What's the one with the stone mask and the vampire? And he, that one was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Phantom Blood. Yeah, I threw those in because they previously had these at Video Coast 9. They're huge, though. These are like 7 to 9 inches.
Holy jeez.
They do pose well. I think they're cool, yeah. So they have these things called stands, and it's like, I don't know how to describe them. They're like spirit Pokemon that come out and like attack for you. Like it's weird, man. I don't know how to, I can't describe it.
Depends on where it comes out from.
They're just like, they just pop out. Like they're just around. I played the video game. The Stone Mask is season 1. Okay.
It's a punching ghost, D. Get it right.
Sorry. I said spirit. It's a punching ghost.
Jeez.
That they summon.
Spirit animal.
I don't know. These look interesting. If they're anything like these,
are you gonna buy them?
No, maybe I'll check out the show.
Why don't we both check out the show and report back next week?
Okay, fine. And they make that weird every time they punch, and it's like rapid fire.
It's good. Well, we'll be the judge of that. Damn it. We'll let you know how gay it is.
I mean, just look at this picture here. And I'm not hating. It's just...
This reminds me of an 80s rock group or something.
That's what they're all named after, like bands.
Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah, I'll check it out. I love 80s rock. I'm actually going to AC/DC next week.
Are you?
Yeah, I got tickets to AC/DC.
How much that?
Crossed off my list.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
And I got a steal of a deal, too. Great seats. I got to StubHub. No connection to me. Yeah. But yeah, got great seats. I'm looking forward to it. Lower bowl.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah,
just for a good price.
Yeah, it was half the price of what everybody else paid.
Are you going with your wife?
Yeah, surprisingly, she wants to tag on. She's a fraud. She's a fake rock and roll star wannabe. I'm like, do you even know any songs from AC/DC? She's like, yo. Highway to Hell.
Who's the one who initiated it? Did you buy them and be like, did you want to go, or did she ask to go?
I bought them.
Yeah.
And I asked her, do you want to go? I was hoping she would say no. Then I would ask somebody else, but she's like, oh, I'll go. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, you're gonna have fun. That's cool, man.
No, we'll have fun. Yeah, you're right. I'll have lots of fun. That'll be good.
If she starts singing, record her.
Oh man, that'd be hilarious.
So in the Holothon, we have this Krang Shredder. I don't know. I'm done with.
I'm done with this stuff too.
I don't really have any.
I just want that panda.
Oh yeah, you were saying that before he came on.
Yeah, I need the panda. What the heck is this?
I was looking at this dude before, like Algar. Months ago. He looks cool. I like this. Algar, the last. Look at him, the last Scion.
Tav says JoJo is basically a show that shouldn't work, but it's so amazingly written that it's a masterpiece. Whoa, okay. Like I said, we'll check it out. We'll report back next week.
Elvin dislikes a lot of things, though. So,
hey, I'll be respectful.
I love the sword. I like this a lot.
How did I know that he was going to pre-order this?
This seems like this is right.
This Rick, is right up that, his alley. Right?
Did you
up
open the dragon yet?
Oh, he bought the dragon.
He bought the Cyber Zook or the ice one. I don't know. Okay, so Algar, I think I'm going to be getting a lot of Roman Key and Xcal. They do have good engineering. Man, it's been like 2 weeks. I do recommend starting JoJo with Season 3. It's more fighting driven. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I feel like the story starts with one, though.
We'll check it out.
So Beast Kingdom dove into... dove into DC. So we have Batman here. A lot of alternate hands. I think there's a Batarang. If there isn't, that's like... oh, man, there might not be. I don't see him throwing one. Just a lot of punching hands. Holding hands. Cape holding hands. Cloth good cape. These are taller than the usual figure. I think these are 9 inches.
8 inch.
8 inch? Okay.
I feel like they ran out of budget when they were making his molds, and they're like, oh, we can't give him any weapons.
Yeah.
Just hands.
the Flash here. So
they look good.
It's kind of a mix between...
Golden Age?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, is this... They have the... After a certain point, all the engineering becomes the same. You have the diaper overlay, double jointed knees, maybe a boot swivel. I can't tell what the ankles are. They look kind of ball pin, like the McFarlane types, but he made the socket deep enough that it hides it and it doesn't look like a tumor. Like you could definitely see the wrists are. Very interesting. I'm curious to see how the ab crunches, because you can give it all this engineering, but if you don't give it enough clearance, it makes no difference. So So again, flash hands, flash pointing hands, just basic stuff, all the stuff you need.
Is his eyes red? Does he have a second head?
No, he does not.
Oh, okay.
I have Beast Kingdom Ares, but it's Batman. They look good, but they have more misses than hits. Minus horrible, the pegs, the torso that won't connect. Oh, that sucks. Elvin has the Beast Kingdom. It's kind of New 52 Dark Side-ish.
Yeah.
He seems okay. He seems good.
I wanted to just get it because of the size actually is comparison to the Mafex Superman.
Yeah.
So I got it because of that.
Green Lantern here. Comes with the lantern accessory. That lantern looks kind of tiny, but that just might be me nitpicking. It's cool that he came with one. They gave him an accessory, and it's one that makes sense.
Yeah.
How many hands did the others get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, what? 2, 4. They gave him 7. Shouldn't he come with like sets? Like Batman?
Wait, go back to it again? Because Batman has 8.
Yeah, so why would he have 7? That's weird, but whatever. Yeah,
that's really weird. Huh. Okay. Well, he's not allowed to point with the other hand?
I guess not. So he comes with 6. He that loses 2.
This looks good.
He loses 2 because he gets a lantern.
Yeah. I told you, they're budgeting.
Yeah. I got it popping up, and the Kickstarters are popping up. Got my Cyberzoic last week. Combat Creatures in today. Armies of Ashmore soon. The belt on Flash looks goopy with his gap. Seems like he'll get in the way. Yeah, when he's crouching like that. Superman. It's getting to a point where they never include a smiling face with Superman.
Yeah.
In any of these modern figures. So you get the stoic face and then 8 hands. Darkseid. So the last Darkseid we got was McFarlane's. You have the one without the removable cape. If you want the one without the cape, you have to get the video game versions of the characters and then use it as a builder figure. But Beast Kingdom, you can just buy it outright now.
I might get this.
I'm curious about the legs. I'm curious about the boots. How well they bend.
It's going to be more statuous.
Yeah.
It's a retro Darkseid. What's that?
He's wearing go-go boots. And at least they included the Omega beams with it.
Yeah. That's what I liked about the Beast Kingdom's Darkseid, the other one. The Omega beams are crazy.
His skirt's going to rip. Yeah, none of the poses really show the leg bend, except this last render, and it's ever so slightly bent. The latex suit doesn't make him any favorite. How dainty are these ones, though? Yeah, they're long. They're pretty good. So we'll see. I'm mostly curious about Darkseid, just to see how those move. And then now we get another Red Sonja.
You're done.
You did?
Yeah. Did it yesterday. The one on the far right.
I'll be right back, but keep talking about this one. Yeah. Do you have any of the other ones?
I have another one. The very first one, yeah, I do have. I had to pre-order it. Looks cool. I love it. Anybody else pre-order any of these? Brick says, yeah, I wanted it till this. I looked at the latex. Excuse me. Also wondering how he moves. I'm talking about Darkseid, yeah. Beast Kingdom is known for their articulation. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting Darkseid basically is going to be a statue. Tav says, Darkseid suit reminds me of Silk Spectre yellow suit in Snyder movie. Huh. Yeah, maybe. The Hex one, the Loose Collector one. Ah, okay. Yeah, I got the pre-order came out recently, right? So pick that up because I think in the pre-order from, if you get it directly from Loose Collector site, there is there's an accessory they give you. I think it's an axe or something. I can't remember, but there's an additional accessory they give you if you directly order from them. So if you want this figure, that's what I would do. Not go to Big Bad Toy Store unless you don't really care about the extra accessory, but it's free. It's added in there. That's what I would do. That's what I did. So looks good. I like the character. Oh, you know what it was? I think it was the metal bra piece. I think they gave you that as an extra piece on there if you order directly from their site.
I was going to ask you, did you get this one or Loose Collectors?
This
one's Epic Hacks.
Sorry, I got Loose Collectors. I didn't get this one. Okay. Sorry, my bad.
Did you open it?
No, I pre-ordered.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I remember you got a bunch of Loose Collectors stuff. Yeah. So I thought, because this one was in stock on Big Bad Toy Store. This is a Loose Collector one.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, this one's a while ago.
Yeah, this is the one I have, yeah.
Okay. And then they did this, like, the Epic Hacks did their steampunk one.
Yeah. But Loose Collector's website. This, if you go to their website and get it directly, you get that additional piece.
I don't have anything bad to say about it. It's just I don't resonate.
I got this character because I might fudge this into my One Piece collection. I'm a little crazy.
Now you're just making stuff up for the sake of the show.
Come on. It's a pyre in the distance, you know? So I got this for that. I'm like, pirate, eh? Swashbuckling.
Actually do the Phantom for Future. Nobody has done that figure in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I did exactly what Cowabunga did. Sorry, my bad. I got a Loose Collector one already. I thought this was Loose Collector. It's not. It's Hacks. And what I meant was to go to their site, you get that additional piece.
You can get the NECA one, Tav.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Those proportions don't exist in One Piece.
There, Phantom for you.
Ba, ba, ba.
He looks good. He's just not 112.
Did anybody get that Jackal? Remember that giant figure that they made? Was it Loose Collector that made it?
Was it are you talking about the werewolf?
Yeah, is it werewolf or Jackal? I thought it was Jackal.
Loose Collector did the wolf.
That looked like the Hulk with the whole, you know,
muscle? Oh, yeah, that's the Hyde figure. Yeah, that's Loose Collector. I'm curious, has anyone been affected so far with the Tariff Toy Wiz? I noticed the Storm Arena Big Bad Toy Store went up $5 last time I checked. Will the rising prices deter you guys? Nothing I have pre-ordered has been hit yet. Ours has stayed the same so far. If ours go up, that just gives me a reason not to buy anything.
Yeah. Sorry, too expensive. Here. Gotta go. I'll wait for a clearance.
Storm Arena. So Storm Arena Ken is $47.99. Let me see what Big Bad Toy Store is. Storm Arena. Okay, so these ones are decent still. They're still $29.99 on Big Bad Toy Store. That's what I originally saw them for. Or were they $24 before? What I have noticed though is the Jada toys in our GameStops are cheaper than what people have been saying in certain states Walmarts are selling them for. Because someone posted like, oh, this Jada Ken's $34.99 now. I'm like, that new blue guy's $29.99 here. And they offered like a 10% discount. So I got it cheaper after tax than you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a time skip, Tav. Come on now. I have the NECA Phantom for the Future has more skinny body, Aeon Flux Art.
So I'm looking forward to the expansion of that world. I like this. This is cool.
It is cool. I like it too.
Yeah. Also reminds me of the wrestler.
Which one?
The Man. What's her name? One of you guys will know in the chat.
The Man.
She calls herself The Man. It's so terrible. Stupid. Coming soon.
Oh, Becky.
Becky Lynch. Yeah, yeah. Because of the goggles and the red hair. Mess toy. Somebody spelled the thing wrong. Oh, it's Mess Corp.
They changed their name anytime they get hit with a cease and desist, they just change their name. So we got not the Amazing Yamaguchi, coming soon figure, Superior Spider-Man, Black Suit Spider-Man.
Yo, hello. How you doing? Oh, how you doing?
So these are third party, Scarlet Spider, Kane's version. Yeah, they're Amazing Yamaguchi size. The only one I got was, and I'm not getting any more.
Yeah, you are. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying.
The only ones I get are armored, and it was this anti-Venom because no other company except Hasbro made it, and I don't like the Hasbro one. And like the armor hides the shoulders. Like I like this figure, and it was $30. So
what a stupid.
You know what? Why not?
Anti-Venom.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
man. What a waste.
So we got him. Got him. I do have Moon Knight, I have Black Panther, I have Cable.
You don't like the what's her name? This one, Red Spider-Man.
Kane. I like Kane a lot. He's one of my favorites. But not enough to get a Yamaguchi one. So I did make my own. So I do have Kane here.
Look at you.
And I use some like vinyl for the decals. And so I just I don't need this. No disrespect to it. I just see how the elbows are just like, again, the tumor joints.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I got an email for a wholesaler and Hot Toys is holding their figures to the US due to tariffs. Don't want to spear Spider-Man anytime soon. That sucks. I love the charcoal black they use for the symbiote. I like that too. Like I like that it's not glossy.
It's a matte black finish. Yeah. Looks nice.
Marvel Legends did do the cane, but they did it on an old body that's smaller than everyone else's now. So I redid it on the Scarlet Spider body, but I increased the height. So it has the new articulation and pinless joints. World of Warcraft, we have Night
Holy
Studio,
magical
Mithril Action. I assume
78 definitely getting this.
I assume Ryan's getting this. He likes World of Warcraft.
Ryan and 78 both are going to get it. They're going to message each other and giggle together.
So this one is not pre-orderable yet. It says now in reserve list. So the pre-order's coming soon. So they're warning you because things have been selling out fast. They didn't give a date, but we have Queen of the Moon 1/10 action figure. It's on our reserve list. We'll officially open pre-orders once import duty concerns are settled. So they have not put this up for pre-order yet because they're concerned about the tariffs. any excuse for Elvin to buy something?
Well, I never said it. I never said I was going to buy
a One Piece character.
Yeah, Tab's the one who wants to put this character into the One Piece shelf, not me. Oh, man. Guardians of the Horde. I almost read that wrong.
Pass for you?
Yeah, I enjoy the whole coolness of Warcraft and the people that played it for 30 years, but I'm not really into it. So I remember people like, has it dwindled down now?
No.
The participation?
No.
Because I used to hear so much about it before.
Anyone who wants to play it is still playing it. And the numbers haven't dwindled as far as I know. Ryan, is it still popular?
I mean, the online game's still going on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They hit the reset button with it. Fair enough. Is there anything else worthwhile for pre-order? That was the last one. So I'm just going to take a quick browse at their site.
I do have a What I Learned.
Oh, yes, you do.
We got to censor some of this stuff.
Some thirst traps. Don't worry, they censor it. This guy, people have kept talking about him. I feel like we keep getting just random tigers from different different companies.
I'm so sick of this stuff. Anthropomorphic, blah, blah, blah.
Roman Key.
There was, I can't remember the YouTuber, but he showed that he bought something from 5K Toys.
Yeah.
It was a girl with a bike, futuristic bike.
Okay.
And it looked pretty cool. It's already available.
I thought you were going to give us bad news or something.
No, no, it looks pretty cool. But I can't remember.
Was it cartoony?
Yeah. Oh, that looks cool.
If you need faces for Krillin.
Woo! That looks awesome.
Yeah, but like, when would you use?
Well, slow down there, champ.
I speed run it. You have a, we have a, what we learned. So I'm just trying to see if I can find this bike for you. No, no bike. Let's go back to that Elvin's time.
Ah, boo.
Don't worry, we can multitask then. Please continue.
Yeah. How are you gonna multitask yet? I need the screen. Oh,
was it the Mad Hatter with the?
No. It wasn't the yellow bike. Well, you can keep looking. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll keep looking. Okay.
I do have a what I learned. Okay, so it's obviously it was hinted at the beginning of the show. Let's go here. Bodega cats make New Yorkers' hearts purr, even if they violate state regulations. So in New York, there's cats at convenience stores and corner stores, and they just hang around, get suntans and relax. They're just there, and neighborhood people get used to them. They say hi to them and stuff, and they become part of the greeting process when you go into the store, right? So the neighborhood and the people love it, but the New York State said, nah, we need to eradicate these cats out of here.
Eradicate?
No, I just said that.
Okay, I was like, whoa, that's extreme.
I wanted to hear your reaction. Look at these cuties. So they want to take them out of the stores. They said it's not sanitary to have food and cats around.
I mean, it's not. But
but the argument people said was, well, it's better than having cockroaches and rodents around. So cats deter those things.
Touché.
And so they say they prefer the cats instead of those things around. New York State said they're going to start fining people, store owners. They're going to start amping up the seriousness of it because they're not listening. They've been given ample warning. The people of New York in these neighborhoods have started a petition. Already 10,000 people have signed this petition. I don't think that's going to do a rat's ass, pardon my pun, about anything. Yeah, see, there you go, Tab.
The cats don't bother anyone, yeah.
But, hey, it's New York. You know, they need something to do, right? So I'll be there in August to investigate. I'll go to one of these stores. I'll say hi to these cats. I'll call the authorities to get them out of there. Just
I haven't heard about eradicating cats. He's like, I'm on the case. I want it.
No, I don't see any issues with this, man.
Yeah, they're cool.
People have cats in their house. If it was harmful for their food, they wouldn't be.
And as soon as I remembered, it was NY you're talking about. Like, the rat problem is out of control. These cats are probably. Yeah.
I bet people go to these stores that have cats than the stores that don't have cats, because they know these cats will catch any rodents running around at night, and I would prefer that. And most of your food is packaged. Are they just sitting around on a table? What are you worried about?
Yeah,
maybe the restaurants that cook them, maybe, but it's mostly stores, convenience stores that have these guys.
It's cheaper to blame the cats than it is to.
I get, yeah, right.
Instead of actually fixing them. A problem.
It says these stores are dirty already. Don't blame the cats. Yeah, I actually saw one of those. Yeah, along
we
with
we have those here,
along with pigs, baby pigs, and
guinea pigs. Baby pig ones.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna eat a bacon right in front of the store. It's funny because a cafe is there, and right across the street is a place you can buy bacon. Right?
There's Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna buy bacon and just start eating in front of the glass window. You're next.
There's a place called Download Chicken, like downtown, and I used to get chicken there. And like two doors over, there's a vegan store, but the bus stop was there, so I just eat my chicken in front of this vegan like cafe. And reading the menus, this guy's gonna smack the cow.
No, he's brushing probably. It's a comb. Yeah, probably. He's brushing it. It's a brush. It's not a spatula.
Honestly, like, leave the cats alone.
That's what I learned.
Anyone. They're not hurting anyone.
New York State is not happy with these. Oh, look at this cutie. Look at this guy. So cute.
Yeah, it's far away from all the products. Like, it's just all the.
Yeah, and it's eating cat food. It's not eating random food. So, yeah, I'm going to go and investigate these bodega cats. So cool. I actually, you saw my Hot Toys, Miles, with the bodega cats sticking out.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Look at this guy. I like the guy on the left here. Just having himself a time. wake me up in 7 hours, please. And then feed me and I'll go back to bed. The one on the right is really chunky. He looks like Garfield's brother.
Oh, him.
Yeah, you see it? There he is.
Yeah.
That is what I learned. Bodega cats are bad for your health, people. New York State has said so.
I forgot about this dude.
Oh, Aragon. Aragon. Why are they making this stuff now? Like, where was this stuff when I was watching the show, the movies? The hype was around. I don't understand what possesses a company to think that we should make it now because so many of those fans want it now.
This franchise will never die. They keep trying to kill it, but it's never going to die.
Amazon's like, hold my beer.
No, that's what I'm saying. They keep trying to kill it, but it's not going anywhere.
My dentist had his parrot walking around. Oh man, that's awesome. Yo, hey Darth, what's going Darth on? How you doing? Long time. I hope you're doing well, Darth.
How's work going? How's everything going? The animal, we were just talking about animals. The animal rights activist here himself shows up as soon as you start talking about cats and the injustices.
Yeah. We're just talking about the bodega cats, Darth. I'm gonna bring it up again because Darth is here. Darth, if you don't know, is a big time animal lover. So, Darth, we're just talking about the bodega cats in New York convenience stores being kicked out or being confiscated or taken away because the state thinks that they're unsafe and unfit to be in stores around that have food because they could contaminate or make the food, you know, not enjoyable. But they're okay with rats and roaches running around. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, good to hear that. Guys are changing their work. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, Darth? You okay with cats in stores? Yeah, I thought it was interesting to hear that. Personally, I don't have a problem with it.
What was on our agenda? What were we supposed to? Oh, JoJo. Yeah, okay. I'll watch JoJo this week.
Yeah. We'll come back next week and let everybody know. Oh, we're not coming back next week. Next week's a holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, it gives us more time to watch this.
you can watch whole
not six, gay show.
Six seasons. Yeah. They strictly adamantly told us it's not.
Yeah. They say very close to touching, but they're not. So yeah, next week there is no show because it's the long weekend. And D needs a break from me. And you guys probably need a break from D, not me, because you love me and my jokes. So
you know what? Yeah. That's probably accurate. Yeah. I'm not even gonna argue that.
So anything else, D?
No, I think we're good. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Darth, you're showing up at the tail end of our show. We've been around for about an hour and 40 minutes, but you can go back. The beauty of it is watch it from the beginning. Hit that hashtag dad for me, Darth. Yeah. Let me know. Tass said, JoJo is the gayest non-gay.
We have to stress there's absolutely no problem with this at all. Just in case Elvin gets his audio.
Do I not have a wig on the right side?
Yeah.
So yeah, don't add us, okay? Shut up.
They just splice all your words together and make you sound hateful.
Yeah, I know, right? AI. Yes, Replay Crew. We appreciate all of you guys out there. Gay or not gay, doesn't matter. Everyone's welcome to come and hang out and save the cats, people. Save the cats. The cats are the real heroes here.
Hey, your Jolly Roger's gone. All right, we took it down because
we took it down. We were filming, so we'll put it back up there, don't worry. I might hang it off the ceiling so it stays there suspended. I'll figure it out. Hey, they're both good. All right, so wherever you're around the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. Meow. Go save some cats, D. Go.